the most important series, I guess, is going to be a double header against Australia, the Ashes. Some fantastic memories for you winning the Ashes.
Yeah, 2005 Ashes, fantastic time. Some great test matches. If you take Lord's test match out, all four of them had twists and turns. You didn't know what the outcome was going to be until the end. And it just encapsulated the nation. And it was lovely to see cricket on the front pages and back pages of the newspaper. And the upcoming series is, I think it's going to be closer than people think. Australia bowlers are very capable of taking 20 wickets, especially their seam attack. I think where Australia are going to be let down is in their batting and their spin department.
And going back to 2005, you had the nation behind you. I was obviously one of them waiting for a long time for an Ashes win. And I think it was a turning point in English cricket. I think it was a fantastic effort. And what would you sort of put down as the one thing that really shined through for England, whether it was a particular player or was it the team just gelling?
Yeah, obviously, we were unbeaten in 2004. And when people say it's because you're winning, it was, well, actually, no. It's just you haven't been taking any notice beforehand. I think there was the fact that there was no cricket. I mean, there was no football, there was no rugby on, there was no other big sporting events on during that summer. The people turned their attention to cricket, and the way that we haven't won it for 19 years, and Australia still had the mean machine. They had all the great players playing. That it was fantastic cricket and fantastic viewing.
For you in your sort of career so far, was that obviously one of the highlights?
Yeah, obviously the series as a whole has to be the highlight. Obviously you've played in games where individual performances you've got to put up there or a game what you really enjoyed, but as a whole I think the 2005 Ashes has to be the career series highlight.